Blog Talk Radio.
Your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, it won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
Heal. He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to feed your needs, go tell the Lord what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord. For the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell them.
Yourself. your hope, like all your hope, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Sometimes you got to encourage
How many
yourself.
People encourage
Hallelujah.
Them?
Glory to the Most High God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Glory,
yeah.
glory, glory, glory,
yeah.
glory, glory,
glory.
Thank you, Jesus. My Lord, my
Encourage
God.
Yourself.
Encourage yourself.
Speak over yourself.
Speak over
In
yourself.
In the Lord. Hallelujah.
In the Lord. Glory to God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Father God, for what you're doing right now, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
What
thank
you've
you.
Already done, Father God, and what you're about to do right here in Sunday service.
Yes.
For those of us that believe and trust you, Father God, that stand in that place of believing and trusting you and having faith in your word,
yes,
Father God.
Lord.
Lord, that you will move mountains and part seas of destruction in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has
yes,
made.
Lord.
And we shall rejoice and be glad. And Lord, we thank
rejoice.
You for new mercy and new grace
rejoice.
On today.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we're excited because you got to encourage yourself.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
If it had not been
for the Lord that is on my side
where,
and on your side,
where would I be today?
Where would you be? Hallelujah.
Ooh, I was so glad when they said to me,
let us go into
the
house
of
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's
Hallelujah.
Nothing like coming into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When they opened up the doors of the church and said, come on in. Come on in.
Hallelujah.
Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance.
Yes.
Be set free. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome
yes.
to Sunday
Welcome.
Service. We're so happy to have everybody
Hallelujah.
Here in Sunday service. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. One more time. I get excited when
Hallelujah.
I see everybody here. One more time that God has brought us through
yes.
another week, another day, another hour, another minute. When we think about yesterday and what we went through on yesterday
uh-huh.
and what somebody else went through on yesterday, to know that we've made it through and that God has
yes.
allowed us another day to be here. We didn't know that we would be here today. We didn't know that God was going to create for us a new day, another day, but we are here and so we're
Hallelujah.
So thankful. We have so much to be thankful for and
yes.
I am so grateful.
Yes.
I'm grateful.
Yes, yes. I always stay at that place of being grateful.
Being
because
grateful.
You're amongst the land of the living.
Yes, God.
That means something to be amongst the land of the
Jesus.
Living. See, there's some people didn't wake up this morning,
Not
but you mind. Did.
Yes,
you
Lord.
You woke up for a reason.
Jesus.
You didn't wake
yes,
up, you know, just because it was by your own power.
My God.
You woke up because God gave you his power.
My Lord.
Lord
Jesus.
Through his word.
My Lord. He shout out.
You're living.
Yes, God.
The breath that you're breathing right now, you're not
Jesus.
Doing that on your own. See, you're doing that because God gave you his mercy and gave you his
Amen.
Grace and time to be able to do it.
Amen. Welcome.
Welcome.
You all know we get excited. Every
yes.
time we get on Sunday, we made it, Lord. I made it over.
Hallelujah.
All the mountains and all
Hallelujah.
The rocky roads and
Rejoice.
All that stuff during the week just to be in this place
yes.
one more time with God's people, the saints. I mean, congregating with the saints. Hallelujah. And knowing that God is able when we come together, understanding the power of agreement. The Bible tells us, do not forsake. Hallelujah.
Just
assembly.
Of yourself. Hallelujah.
My God, we thank you. I'm so grateful. It's good to see Minister Ruffin, welcome.
Yes,
I mean,
welcome.
God bless
Minister
you.
Ruffin.
Good to see Minister Ruffin is on our roster, one of our members. We thank
yes.
God for you. Sister Connie Northern.
Sister Connie Northern, welcome.
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 Sister Laverne Green and our daughter Angela Green and,
yes.
and our auntie Vera. Welcome.
Yes.
God bless
Sister
you.
Sister Chandra Jackson here.
God bless
welcome
you.
Welcome to Sunday service.
Yes, Sister
Jayla. Sister Jayla Williams.
Yes.
Here. Welcome. Welcome. Sister Brenda Gale is here.
God bless you.
Welcome to church.
Welcome to church.
Hallelujah.
Sister Dorita Jones and Brother Lauren.
Yes.
And Minister Darvina Dudley. Hallelujah.
Minister
Sister
Dudley.
Dillard and
Welcome.
Minister Marlisha Carter and so many more. We have guests
yes.
in the building. We thank God for you are the church. You are your own church building.
That's right.
And what kind of church did you bring today? Did you come? Did you come church to have church? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because you are the church.
We
Hallelujah.
Have a packed house on
we
this
have,
afternoon, too.
Yes.
We can't even see everybody that's on right now. So we thank God for you. We thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
Your diligence, you know, for showing
Jesus.
Up, you know, for Sunday service. You know,
Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes, Lord.
And let us rejoice
yes,
and be glad in it.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, my wife already said that, you know, do not forsake the assembly of yourself.
Yes,
see, this is for a reason. So yeah, thank every single one of y'all for being in attendance. on this day.
If we have any guests today, we want to welcome you. If it's your first time being here with us on Sunday service, we are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawanika Chantel Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you. So
yes,
if you can press one, if it's your first time, we want to personally welcome you, pray for you, bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All you have to do is press one.
Yes,
don't be
Lord.
Afraid, hallelujah, to press one. We want to personally welcome you today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I know many of us be here. We're here every Sunday. We thank God for you. We thank you all. Once again, welcome. You all, don't forget, today is Communion Sunday. It's first Sunday. We thank God. It's a whole new month. Hallelujah. This year has really passed by really quite fast. I mean, if you ask me, things have, so much has happened in this year, but I thank God this was a year of prayer. God was calling his people to pray, to come back. He was calling us, so he had to put everything in a halt, cease everything, cease the moving around, and get us in the place together,
to come together.
When you look at this year, today is December the 6th, 2020, you all, and God put a halt because he was calling his people, his children, to pray, to come to him for what's to come.
Yeah.
Amen. Families are praying together in the home. Our family in this year come together in prayer, you know, coming into agreement and praying and moving those things out the way. And I just thank God for what God is doing, because we don't understand, but God has a plan and a purpose for all of us.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It's up for us to seek God to understand his plan and purpose
Amen.
For our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And each other, to help each other to understand
right.
and to seek together when those, you know, we are supposed to, the strongest to bear the infirmities of
the weak. That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
You also get your.
Amen.
Today is Communion Sunday. It's first Sunday. So get your communion, everything you need
Hallelujah.
To be able to take communion today, your cracker, your bread, your juice, your wine, whatever it is that you would like to have to take in the name of Jesus Christ. And we turn it into the blood, into the body of Christ. And we're going to be taking that this morning right after we have our, right after scripture. Is that right? Is that right after scripture or before scripture?
We'll do it right before.
Right before. Let me see here. I got a lot in front of me. So right after prayer is communion. So let us pray. God bless you. God keep
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for one more time right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you move in a mighty way on the line today, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, for you on our side, where would we be on today, Father God? Some of us would be cooling in our grave, Father God. Some of us would be sick and shedding, Father God. But because of you, Father God, being on our side, we are healed, delivered, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we come to give you thanks, Father God. We come to give you all the admiration and praise, glory, and honor. The Lord, because it all belongs to you, Father God, and even more, Father God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, teach us how to exalt you even more in all our situations and circumstances, be it good, bad, or other, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, if there is one today in service on today, Father God, that is dealing with any sickness in their body, Lord God, those that need to be delivered and set free, those that are troubled today, Father God, oh Lord, let it happen in this service today in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 6. Into. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence right now
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
And Father God, we thank you for your presence right now. We come against every hindrance spirit that's in service on today, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of confusion, doubt, and disbelief. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, every spirit of anxiety, infirmity, and affliction, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of worry. Hallelujah. We come against every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit. We command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of pride and strife, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of pain and discomfort in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you move in a mighty way, oh God. Anything that's not to do, oh God, let it be removed right now. Lord, we ask that you search our hearts today, oh God. If you find any error or wicked way in us, let it be taken out right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we ask that you release your warring angels, oh God, and to come against any spirit that's designed in the heavens to stop all the prayers from being answered in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet
thank
we
you,
thank you. Lord, we pray for the loss of the world today. in the name of Jesus Christ, that every man, woman, and child from here to the far corners of the earth be saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we intercede right now, we use our faith, believing that thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus their Lord and Savior. We ask you, Lord God, and that was the harvest of their fellow God, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the perfect labors across these lives this day, oh God, to share the good news of the gospel in a special way, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that they will listen and understand
name,
it, that they will touch us, that they will touch their hearts, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that it's already happening right
thank
now,
you.
That healing is happening right now, God, that deliverance is taking place right now on this line today, that peace has come and is still in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we can't thank you enough,
yes,
and yes, still we thank you. Lord, we thank you for creating this day for us, oh God. Oh Lord, to give us another time, oh God, just one more time to praise you. Oh Lord, to worship you, to seek you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for one
in the name
more time.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah to your name, God. My
thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, my God, move in a mighty way. Oh Lord, turn the unbeliever to a believer, oh God. Lord, help the believer to stand fast in their faith. Lord, help us to fight the good fight of faith, oh God, to the very end of our last breath, oh God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. My Lord, my God, that
thank
we decree
you.
And we declare
thank you,
in the blood of Jesus Christ and in the power and his name that we are God's children and we are born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Lord, my Lord, my God, that we walk in righteousness, live in righteousness, talk in righteousness, and holiness, hallelujah, is consuming us right now.
Hallelujah.
Because we are in Christ Jesus, washed in the blood through and through, in the name of Jesus Christ. We are forgiven of our sins, and we're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Therefore, we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. We are redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. We are blessed, and we can never be cursed.
Yes,
because God has counted us blessed, and the Bible tells us that God is blessed. No man can curse us, and that God is cursed.
Yes,
no man
thank
can
you.
Bless us. So, Father God, we thank you for blessing us, oh God. Thank you for blessing our family. Thank you for blessing our children. Thank you for blessing our church that you have given us, Father God. But this is your church, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that we are the head and not the
thank
tail.
You, Lord,
we are on top and not beneath. We are holy without blame before him, and Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are the elect of God.
Yes.
We are established to the end, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Glory to your name, God. We give it all over to you, Father God. We put it all in your hands today, oh God. We're holding nothing, oh God. We surrender all over to you. Ourselves and all that we have and all that we will have. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast all our burdens down, all our fears and worries and doubts. Lord, we give it all over to you. We leave it in your hands, oh God. We walk in peace.
Yes.
We pick it up and we walk in it. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we rest in know, oh God, that the battle is not out with us, that the battle is yours, and that we can decree the right now today, victory, victory, victory in the name of Jesus Christ, because
yes,
you are victorious
Lord.
In Christ Jesus, hallelujah, in his shed blood. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
My God, my God. My Lord, my Lord. We enter into your face right now with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, oh God. Oh
yes.
Lord, we're so thankful, oh God, to you. We bless your holy name right now. Oh Lord, for you are good, oh God, and you're merciful, oh God. You're from everlasting to everlasting, oh God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough, and yet still we thank you. Lord, we decrease right now that you may have all the increase in us right now. Lord, we ask that you have your way. Let your word be spoken, oh God. Not our word, but your word, Father God, that will move. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, even the ones that think they're unmovable,
yes.
Oh, God. Lord, we call back your children, those that have went astray, oh, God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak to their spirits right now. Come back in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive what God has for you. Receive the word of God. Become the word of God. Don't become
that's
the right. world. Become that of the word in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall not perish. For the Bible tells us that the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just
that's
want to say
Jesus.
Thank you. We come today, oh God. We come to Zion to receive your blessing, oh God. For we know that you are in Zion, oh God. We lift up our eyes to the hills. For whence comes our help? I want you to know today that your help coming from the Lord, our God, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He will keep you will not slumber. Oh God, we thank you that you keep us, oh God. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you. We leave it all in your hands right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We come to drink it from the water, oh God, the fountain of blessings on today, oh God. We thirst, therefore, we come to you and we drink living water in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that our belly overflows with rivers of living water because we believe in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come with we come to you, oh God, with weeping, and you lead us to walk by rivers of water where we cannot stumble in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Move in a mighty
thank
way.
You,
Lord, heal like never before. Lord, we come, Lord God, for miracles of breakthrough on the line today. My Lord, my God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Drink it of the water of blessings freely on today. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we seal this
Hallelujah.
Prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. God
amen.
Keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let it move on you right now. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of the living God move on
you
today like never before. Put your mind on God right now. Focus on him. Nothing else. Don't focus on your troubles. Don't focus on your pain. Don't focus on your finance, but focus on God right now. I'm telling you, when you get in that place, hallelujah, God will give you peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you get in that place of believing and trusting God, God will move the mountain that is before you. Your health, the problems in your health, your strength, your finance, whatever it is, your relationship, your marriage, whatever it is, just trust God to do it and rest and know today. Let it move on you right now. Hallelujah. Don't move. Just stay right there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. If you speak in tongues, open up your mouth and speak in tongues. Use your heavenly voice right now. Use your heavenly tongues today. If you don't speak in tongues, just say, Lord Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus. Just say, Lord Jesus, how they call it, what you're about. Just say, Lord Jesus, oh Lord, let them receive their tongues on today. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
Close and speak in tongues, open your mouth and speak in tongues. We're breaking chains,
Hallelujah.
We're breaking strongholds, we're destroying the devil right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we open the prison doors and let the captives out. Open up your mouth and Lord Jesus, how they call it, what you said about higher. My God, my God, my God, my God. Wherever it is, how do they go? My Lord, he can go ahead and cry. You ain't got a hold in the tears. Go ahead and cry today and be cleansed. Go ahead and cry today and be set free. You ain't got to act for nobody. My Lord, my God, you get tired of acting. It's only so long you can keep up the act. So go ahead and cry and be set free. My Lord, we're here for you. We're here,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're here to cover you in the name of Jesus Christ. We're here to help you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. You're not by yourself. Oh, the enemy's trying to tell you you're by yourself. But I want you to know, daughter, you're not by yourself. I want you to know, son, you're not by yourself.
Thank you.
Glory
thank
to God.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, shout out. My God.
Hallelujah.
At this time, we'll have our communion from our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning, God's gifted, God's prophet. God has truly blessed him. Hallelujah. God has done a new work in him. You all tell you, you never know how God is going to do it or when he's going to do it. We had a visit by the apostle Friday. We had an opportunity. We were blessed to have the apostle in our home. And I tell you, God, truly, there was an impartation that took place in my husband on Friday. And I thank God for the apostle. And I thank God for what he is doing in the man of God. So at this time, we will receive our communion today. It'll be led by our very own Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. So we thank God for this opportunity, and thank you, Pastor Tawanika, you know, my beautiful wife. I thank you so much, you know, for your presence. I thank you, you know, for being right here, you know, at my side. You know, this is the will of God, you know, for man and woman, you know, to be the preachers in the home, to be the priest in the home. It said man and woman should preach in your own home. That's your church. So I thank you for being right there with me, praying with me, and communion with me. Well, it's communion time, you know, everyone, for all the saints, everyone who is complete, let us assemble together right now for Holy Communion. You know, this is the time for, you know, we remember Christ Jesus, what he did for us on the cross. You notice I said what he did for us. That means it's already done. So what he did for us, you know, on the cross, you know, he gave his life for you that you may have life. He died for you. He went to hell for you. So you don't have to go to hell. Not only did he do that, but he took his life back. Hallelujah. His own life he gave it, and he took it back for you and me and ascended into heaven. So hallelujah. Everyone that is complete in Christ Jesus, you know, let us take communion.
Yes,
But something just hit my spirit right now. See, he didn't just die for those that are in Christ. He also died for those that are not in Christ. So let those that are not in Christ get ready for communion as well. Because Jesus Christ, he died for believers and those that don't believe. He died for all men because he died for all sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's get ourselves. Let's assemble ourselves right now. You know, get your communion crackers or get your communion bread or your communion cookie or whatever you say is communion. Because we turn it into bread right now, and get your wine or your water or your juice or whatever it is that you can drink. Because we turn it into communion right now.
Lord.
And Father God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Father God, for giving your life for us.
We thank you, Father God,
that you have given your life for us. And we thank you, Christ Jesus, for being our Savior. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time.
Yes, we thank
you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11:27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Your word
says, let every man and woman examine him or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now.
Heavenly Father,
we ask you to forgive us.
Yes, God.
Forgive us of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquity, our trespass. Each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ, and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. That you, Lord Jesus, that you took our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you.
Yes, God.
We thank you that we take this piece of bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins. Thank you.
Yes, God.
For our transgressions. Your body was broken for our iniquities and our trespasses.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and nailed and spit upon. You were whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken that our bodies may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Yes,
dear Jesus, thank you for loving us, for touching us, for healing us.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take, eat. This is my body which was broken for you, and partake in faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you. Everyone that has a communion bread, you may eat at this time. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Your blood is our atonement.
Thank you.
Your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It cleanses and washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquity, all of our transgression, all of our trespass. And your blood heals us in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
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 We now take this in remembrance of you. Everyone that has a cup, you may drink at this time.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And all that are assembled together say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless
you.
Take it by faith. Receive.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. This time we have our scripture reading and the breakdown of the word by Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I have a scripture, you know, that God put on my heart here. But before scripture, you know, I want to acknowledge our nephew. I have a nephew. I talked to him last Sunday on the telephone, and he's probably about 7 years old. And he said to me, he said, Uncle, he said, I heard you preaching. So that said something to him. He's 7 years old and he came to church. And I mean that he came on the same platform that we're on, you know, on the same line that y'all called in. He's 7 years old and he's calling in to come preach. Uncle, I heard you preach. He said, I want you to preach something for me next Sunday. So now that really says, so I said, you know what? So you know what? I said, next Sunday I'll give a little small message just for you. So I know that you listen, Blue. I know that you listen. So I'm gonna preach this one right here just for you, or I'm gonna tell you a little something, you know, what the Holy Spirit told me to tell you.
Jesus.
God loves you. God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you so much that he gave himself for you. He gave himself for you. He gave his life for you. So because God loves you so much, Blue, you can live life. You don't have to live life, you know, being a bad boy or a bad man. See, now you can live life, you know, being, you know, good because God is good and because he loves you so much.
Amen.
So just remember that when you go to school tomorrow, go to school with this on your mind, knowing that God loves you. And that same love that God gave to you, give that same love to your classmates. Give that same love to those that are on the bus with you. Just give that love every single day and everything will be all right for you. I love your nephew. That one's for you. Amen. 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 Thank God. Now I have scripture. Now I have scripture. Scripture reading. Everyone, I thank y'all for your patience here. You know, when I told my nephew I was going to do something for him. You know, children remind us, you know, to be faithful. Sometimes, you know, we can do things. We'll get on passing, but the children will remind you to be faithful. So I thank God for children. Scripture reading is going to come from Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. You have your Bibles. I'll be reading this from the King James Versions. Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 says, "For I say," this is Apostle Paul, "for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself or herself more highly than they ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith."
Amen.
So what Apostle Paul is saying right now is that, you know, you ought to think solely of yourself. You know, scripture, you know, definitely tells you exactly what he's saying right here. He said, don't think so highly, you know, of yourself. You know, we ought to think soberly. See, what he's trying to say is that when you start thinking highly of yourself, that's compared to someone that's being drunk. Someone that's being drunk and they just think all type of things and say all type of things and do all kind of things because they be in self. Thinking that I'm right and you wrong, and see when you find yourself in that place, it's just like being drunk in the mind. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Jesus. Like being drunk in the mind. See, we have to realize Jesus. This right here. If we were read on past the scripture in 4, it says that we all have been given a measure. God has given all of us a measure. He gave some this gift and gave some that gift. But we all are one in the body of Christ. So because we all are one in the body of Christ, see, the hand, the right hand shouldn't think that is more important than the left hand. Neither are you in the body of Christ think that you are more important than the brother or the sister that's right there next to you. Every single member in the body of Christ had to depend on each other. And any member that thinks is better than the other, see, you are out of order. And then you thinking that you can survive or you think you can make it, you know, without you cannot. You got to depend on me. You got to depend on me, and I got to depend on you. And God lives in me just like God lives in you. See, Jesus Christ is the head of our life, and we all depend on the head, but we all work together depending on the head. Amen. Amen. May God bless you, the readers and the hearers, doers of the word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless. God bless. We thank you for the scripture. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Sunday service on today. Yes. We'll be right back for the message here to be preached by our very own Pastor Tawanika Manning. So we're going to have a song selection. Stay right there. Let it move on you. Let that word that Pastor Manning just gave you all, let it take root and manifest in you. And may it guide you in this life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We'll be right back.
Amen.
And favor. forgiven.
No more
chains.
My past
is over.
It's over.
Hallelujah. 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 I won't go back to the way things used to be. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have made the provisions for me and you have made the way so I don't have to go back, just being right there where you are. And we thank you. Well, everyone, we have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. You know, this message, you know, will be delivered to you, you know, by this great messenger, my beautiful wife, Pastor Tawanika Manning. God has really anointed her, you know, with a gift to be able to deliver that message, you know, just like he gave it to us. So let me get out the way, y'all, and, you know, help me welcome Pastor Tawanika Manning. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you. You are welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm just so excited. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands. Thank God for this opportunity, this time that God
yes,
has allowed
Lord
you
Jesus.
To be here just one more time. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He counted you worthy to be here today. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I don't know about you, but I get excited.
Hallelujah.
There's so many things that we take for granted, but I am so grateful for this time.
Yes,
that God has called me and chosen me for such a time as this in a dying world. So I don't know about you, but yes, open up your mouth and just thank God, hallelujah, that he saved you, that he kept you, hallelujah. Glory to God. It's good to see Sister
Hallelujah.
Man in service. Grandmother Helen, we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Good to see my mother Carol in service. Hallelujah. God bless you and everyone else that's here. God bless you. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity.
Yes.
And I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and presence unto you. I decrease right now so that you may have all the increase in me. In the name of Jesus Christ
Lord
of Nazareth, I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today and pour out on this Sunday service in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for it is written in your word according to John chapter 10 that your sheep know your voice. And Heavenly Father, we are one of your sheep. I am one of your sheep. So I ask Heavenly Father to teach us all, teach me to hear your voice distinctly and clear according
Lord
to John chapter 10. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We ask you to increase your anointing on us right now, clearly to hear and know your voice, oh God. Oh, Father God, even if that difference is your word today, oh God, let it be heard by your children, Father God, for your word says that your sheep know your voice. Oh, Father God, so let your sheep today hear you loud and clear with understanding, Father God, as you work it through me as your vessel. It is in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen.
Yes.
You all, I'm excited. You know,
amen.
When I get excited, which is all the time, when I get an opportunity to teach and preach the word of God, the gospel, hallelujah, I get excited. So I tend to talk a little fast. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to slow down today because I really want you to get this message. I really want you to get this message. My mama taught me, and we have minister training class, and she said, you just be going so fast. And so I'm going to slow down because to myself, you know, sometimes I can tell when I speed up, but to myself, I seem to be talking normally. And some people talk really slow, and I'd be like, get to the point. So today, I'm going to slow down for the sake of making sure God's sheep hear his voice on today. Amen, amen. The message today is let it burn. Let it burn. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the book of 1 Kings, you all, chapter 19. For the message is, let it burn. There are things in our lives that we need to let burn so God can use us. When we look in the scripture in 1 Kings chapter 19, you all, chapter 19, verse 19 through 21, I'll be reading from. Father God, once again, Lord, we ask that you add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of your word. But the Bible says in 1 Kings, and I'll give you a chance to get that when you get there, Pastor, say amen. And that way I'll know that I'll give other people a chance to get there because I'm already there. So chapter 19, verse 19 through 21. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in the book of Kings, 1 Kings, chapter 19, verse 19 through 21. Amen, amen. So the Bible says, so he departed from there and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he was with the 12. Then Elijah passed by him and threw his mantle on him. Verse 20 says, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, please, let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you. And he said to him, go back again for what I have done to you. Verse 21 says, so Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh, using the oxen's equipment, and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Again, I say to you, let it burn. For the sake of scripture, I want to break down verse 19 to you. Then the Bible, when we look at verse 19, says, so he departed from there. So the mantle that he's talking about, or coat, was the most important article of clothing a person could own in those times. It was used as a protection against the weather, as bedding, as a place to sit, and as luggage. So it could be It could be given as a pledge for a debt or torn into pieces to show grief. Elijah put his mantle on Elisha's shoulder to show that he would become Elijah's successor. So later, when the transfer of authority was complete, Elijah left his mantle for Elisha. So now when we look at verse 21, as we're told by let it burn, by killing his oxen, Elisha made a strong commitment following Elijah. So without them, he could not return to his life as a wealthy farmer. This meal was more than just a feast among farmers. It was an offering of thanks to the Lord who chose Elisha to be his prophet. Amen. So let it burn. I was reading a story the other day, and I want to give you this information about this story. As we're talking about let it burn. See that sometimes when the ship sails, if you keep letting the ship sail, but if you burn the ships, it can't sail back. You can't go back to it once it is burned. This is a story about it's just back in the days. On February 19, 1519, you are the Spanish explorer Hernan Cortez set a sail for Mexico with an entourage of 11 ships and 13 horses, 110 sailors, and 553 soldiers. So the initial population upon his arrival was approximately 5 million. So from a purely mathematical standpoint, the odds were stacked against him by a ratio of 7,541 to 1. So two previous expeditions had failed to even establish a settlement in the New World. So yet Cortez, he conquered much of the South American continent. I'm just giving you all a little bit of history here as we're talking about let it burn. What Cortez is reported to have done after landing is an epic tale of mythic proportions, y'all. He issued an order that turned his mission into an all or nothing proposition. Burn the ships. You gotta let it burn. So as his crew watched their fleet of ships burn and sink, they came to terms with the fact that retreat was not an option. And if you can compartmentalize the moral conundrums of colonization, you all, there is a lesson to be learned. 9 times out of 10, failure is resorting to plan B when plan A gets too risky or too costly or too difficult. No, that's why most people are living their plan B. They didn't burn the ship. They didn't let it burn. Plan A people don't have a plan B. Hallelujah. They make the plan A work. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God, they would rather crash and burn, going after their God-ordained dreams than succeed at something else. There are moments in life where you need to burn the ships, where you need to burn the house, where you need to burn that of the past to our past. Hallelujah. We do so by making a defined decision that will eliminate the possibility of selling back or going back to the old world we left behind when we choose Christ to follow him. You burn the ships up. You burn whatever it is. You burn that ship named Past Failure. You burn that ship called Past Success. You burn the ship named Bad Headache. You burn the ship named Regret. Yeah. You burn the ship named Guilt. You burn the ship named Old Way of Life. Hallelujah. This is precisely what Elisha did when he turned his plowing equipment into kindling and barbecued his oxen. It was his last supper. He said goodbye to his old life by throwing a party for his friends. They shared a meal and shared stories until the early morning hours. But it was the bonfire that made it the most meaningful and memorable night of his life because it symbolizes the old Elisha. It was the last day of his old life and the first day of his new life. You got to let it burn. You got to let the old you burn. You got to let those old relationships burn. You got to let those old ways burn in the name of Jesus Christ, because you burn it, it can't come back. When it is burnt, it's a crisp, it cannot be revived. So he had to burn it. Burning the plowing equipment was Elisha's way of burning the ship. He couldn't go back to his old way of life because he destroyed the time machine that would take him back. It was the end of Elisha the farmer. It was the beginning of Elisha the prophet. Stop thinking about the symbolism of what Elisha did. Elisha literally cooked his old way of life and ate it for dinner. And forgive me if this is taking the analogy too far, but after digesting it, he got it out of his system. He eliminated the possibility of going back to farming by eating his own oxen and burning his own plowing equipment. It doesn't matter whether you're trying to lose weight or get into graduate school or try to go to the next level at your job or be promoted, write a book or do a show or open up a business or whatever it is or get out of debt. The first step is always the longest and the hardest. And you can't just take a step forward into the future. You also have to eliminate the
possibility of moving backward into the past. And that's relationships as well. That's how you go after goals, you all. That's how you break addictions. That's how you reconcile relationships. You leave the past in the past by letting it burn.
Yes, Lord.
Let it burn. Let it burn. That is the message today. You got to let it burn. You got to die to that thing. You can't go. You got to let it. You got to burn it so you can't go back to it. It ain't no way to go back to something that is burned. It ain't no way to go live in a house that is burned down. When you burn it, it is done. The old has passed away and the new has come. In order to begin a new chapter, you must end an old chapter. The way to do this is with a simple punctuation mark. You can put a period on that page. It goes, it gets the job done. But if you want to be more dramatic, you can use an exclamation point. It's more decisive, more definite. Then you turn the page and begin a new sentence, which begins a new paragraph, which begins a new chapter. What's true is grammar, is true in life. If you want to break a habit, stop a conflict, or just leave the past in the past, you need a punctuation markup. A comma won't cut it. Neither will a semicolon. You need an exclamation point in your life. Elisha didn't need to burn his plowing equipment to follow Elijah, but he made a statement, you all. More specifically, it was a statement of faith. Hallelujah. There was no turning back. If his prophetic apprenticeship with Elijah didn't pan out, he had no case else to turn. You all, we got to let it burn. We're not looking for a plan. God is the answer. Ain't no way out. Ain't no other way to go but straight
is
the gate. And narrow is his way. This
Hallelujah.
Was Elisha's. Hallelujah. All in a moment. Hallelujah. This was Elisha's all in a moment. Elisha was just buying. He wasn't just buying in, you all. He was selling out. He wasn't just buying in. I said again, he was selling out. How did he sell out? He let it burn all that he had and all that he was. And that's what's going on. All in about it. That's what it's about going on. In. That's what it's about, letting it burn off in the name of Jesus Christ. It's being fully present in the here and now. It's not living past tense or future tense. That doesn't mean you don't learn from the past or plan for the future, but you don't live there. Going all in is living as though each day is the first day and the last day of your life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. That means when you let that thing burn, when you let that thing go and let it burn, it is no more a part of you. Hallelujah. You can't go back to it. Your rude way, your nasty way, your pride, your anger, you let that burn, because you can't, you won't go back to it. Once you let it burn, you have to make a statement of faith. I'm not talking about repeating
Thank
a sinner's
Lord.
Prayer or taking confirmation class. Those are positive steps of faith, but they don't typically equate to building a bonfire and burning your oxen. A statement of faith means make a statement. It's defining decision
right.
accompanied by
Hallelujah.
A dramatic action that symbolizes your absolute commitment to Jesus Christ and his cause. I'm not suggesting you find the nearest tattoo parlor or anything like that. Please don't set fire to anything that doesn't belong to you. Then you can't just copycat someone else. You got to think about it, pray about it, then act on it. You
Hallelujah.
Got to let it burn. You got to let it burn, you all. There was a story I read the other day about a couple. They were not married. For name's sake, we'll use the name Mary. For their identity's sake, we'll use the name Mary and Michael Durso. And they were founders of the Church Tabernacle in Queens, New York, you all. And their spiritual journey started with a dramatic conversion of experience. So in their they were in their 20s at the time. And Mike and Maria, they were far from God as you can get. In fact, they mocked anything remotely religious. They were living together, living from drug fix to drug fix. And then one day, Maria mysteriously came under the conviction of the Holy Spirit. She wasn't in church or anything like that. She wasn't around anyone that was praying. She wasn't reading the Bible. She was in a hotel room on vacation when the conviction came out of nowhere. What she didn't know until she returned home is that a group of her friends had gotten saved, and while she was away at that very moment, thousands of miles away, they were forming a prayer circle and interceding for Maria. So when they returned back to New York, Mike and Maria, they stopped sleeping together and started going to church together. So after making the decision to follow Christ, Michael knew he needed to divorce himself from his past. He had to let it burn. He had to let his past burn. He got all his drug paraphernalia along with magazines and videos that were vices of his old self. So one by one, he dropped them down the incinerator shooter there in New York City in his apartment. And that was a statement of faith. See, when you let things burn, you got to move. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, please don't make the mistake. We are saved by grace through faith. And that's just that spirit. Or maybe I should say exclamation mark up. You are not more saved or less saved based on how creative or compelling or courageous your statement of faith is. It is all about the cross of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But a statement of faith makes it personal, makes it memorable. Remember the tax collector who put his faith in Christ. He gave half of his possession to the poor. That isn't what saved him, but the dramatic action was evidence of a defining decision. He also offered to pay back four times as much as to anyone he had cheated. Before he met Jesus, money was his God. So it makes sense that his statement of faith would involve his finances. Remember the prostitute who anointed Jesus Christ. She broke open her alabaster jar. That isn't what saved her, but the dramatic action was evidence of a defining decision that she gave her, most precious possession to Jesus. She let it burn. Not only was it extremely valuable, it was also part of her sexual appeal, her sex appeal. Breaking it open was her way of burning the plow equipment. You got to let it burn. She was giving up her former life, but giving the jar to Jesus. Remember the revival that broke out in Ephesians. Those who practice sorcery burn their scrolls publicly. The cumulative value of these scrolls were estimated at about 50,000 drachmas back then. Now, let me tell you, a drachma was a silver coin worth a day's wages. That's 138 years of wages, you all. They could have sold those scrolls and pocketed the money, but they would have been selling their souls. Instead, they made a over $3 million statement of faith. Hallelujah. You got to let it burn. Let it burn. One of our fundamental spiritual problems in this, we want God to do something new while we keep doing the same old thing. We want God to change our circumstances without having to change at all. But if we are asking God for a new wine, we will need a new wineskin. Change is a two-sided coin. One with the old is one side, and with the new is the other side. Most of us get stuck spiritually because we keep doing the same thing while expecting different results. Spiritual routines are a crucial part of spiritual growth. But when the routine becomes routine, you need to change it. What you got, hallelujah, what you got to wear, oh my God, I thank you, hallelujah. What you got to, where you are, and or you may not get to, you where God wants you to be and where God wants you to go next. And I'll repeat that, what you got to, where you are, you may not go to unless you have God with you to get to the next step, amen. Because the Bible says, seek me and live. Do not seek Bethel. Do not go to Gilgal. Mm-hmm. Do not journey to Bathsheba. Seek the Lord and live. You know, Bethel is the place where Jacob had a life-changing dream. He built an altar and made a vow. Gilgal is the place where the Israelites camped after God miraculously parted the Jordan River, and they stepped foot into the promised land for the first time. Now, it only took one night to get to Israel, to get Israel out of Egypt, but it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel. You got to let it burn. Gilgal marks the spot where God rolled away their reproach. Beersheba is the place where Abraham made a treaty with Abimelech and called on the Lord. His son Isaac dug a well and built an altar there. All three places held spiritual significance, y'all. They were sacred landmarks in Israel's spiritual journey. So what would God tell them not to seek him there? The answer is simple. You won't find God in the past. His name is not I was, you all. He is the great I am. His name is I am, meaning I am here. I am now. You got to let it burn. He is an ever-present help. And when we cling too tightly to what God did last, we often miss what God wants to do next. God is at work right here and right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is always doing a new thing. So go ahead and build altars to mark holy moments in the past. But the purpose of the altar is to remind us of God's faithfulness in the past, so we have the faith to believe here for the future. You got to let that thing burn.
Hallelujah.
Let it burn. God's children, sons and daughters, you got to let it burn. Whatever it is in the past, you got to let it burn. I'm not saying cut it off, because cutting it off means you can reconnect it. I'm saying you got to burn that thing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. At some point in our lives, most of us stop living out of imagination and start living out of memory. That's the day we stop living and start dying. To be fully alive is to be fully present. It mandates leaving the past in the past. And that's the impudence behind Paul's
patient in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 14. The Bible says, forget what is behind and start straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I love that phrase, press on. Press on, press on. A lot of us don't want to press on. Whenever I hear it, I have flashbacks. Hallelujah. When God saved me to press on, to keep going, to leave all behind, drop the name, drop the people. Don't just cut it off. Let it burn. I got you. I'm about to do a new thing in you. Matter of fact, I'm doing a new thing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The only way to predict the future, y'all, is to create it. You don't let it happen. You make it happen. How? Stop regretting the past and start learning from it. Let it burn. Let go of guilt by learning, by leaning to God's grace. Quit beating yourself up and let the Spirit of God heal your heart. You cannot divorce yourself from the past. You're married. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot divorce yourself from the past. You are married to it forever. Yourself. You are married to yourself. But God wants to reconcile your past by redeeming it. God is the recycling. God is in the recycling business. He makes recycled goods out of wasted lives. You gotta let it burn. The spiritual tipping point is when the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change. Sadly, too many of us get comfortable with comfort. We follow Jesus. We follow Christ Jesus to the point of inconvenience, but no further than that. That's when we need a prophet to walk into our lives, throw a mantle around our shoulders, and wake us up to a new possibility, a new reality. We need a prophet to boldly confront plan B and call us back to plan A. You got to let it burn. God bless you. God keeping you all. I pray that this message moved you to a point of letting those things burn, letting those things go. The old you, not going back into it and saying, God, he knows my heart. He knows me. That is it. God knows you. You got to let those things die. You got to let it burn. Let it burn. Do that for yourself. Do that. Do that for yourself. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Again, the message is let it burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At this time, the doors of the church is open.
Hallelujah. There may be one. There may be one that may be stuck there in the past and have not let it burn. There may be one that want to come out of that place, come out of self, out of the old self, and enter into Christ Jesus. Let that be you today.
Yes,
we can't see you. You know, this platform that we're on, we can't see you, so no one can see you, but God sees you.
Yes,
put your hand in the hands of the Lord. Receive Christ Jesus into your life today. Today. Let that be today. There may be one. Maybe one.
Yes, Lord. Press one right now. If that one is you, press one.
Just press one.
Thank you, Lord.
Press one. We'll pray that prayer of salvation with you. Not for you. We'll pray it with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe there's one that's want to rededicate their life back to Christ. Rededicate. You know, you have went astray. You know, Jesus Christ, he's that good shepherd. So he won't let any of his sheep go astray. He'll come after you. Let that be today. See, it don't matter what you did. It don't matter where you've been, what you said. See, when you enter into the body of Christ, see, he won't allow any of his sheep to perish. You know, that is the will of God for your life. You know, that no man or no woman perishes. All that are in Christ Jesus, no one shall perish.
Jesus.
So let us help you. Let us help you to rededicate your life. You know, stir that fire, that desire, that love of God, you know, of being back committed, you know, to the things of God, you know, to the word of God, you know, to the life. God, let that be today. Let that be you today. Just press one.
Amen.
Someone maybe even need prayer. You know, maybe there's some type of illegal thing that's going on in your body, like sickness, like disease, like any type of mental discomfort that's operating in you illegally. You didn't ask for it, but it showed up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us pray for you. Let us pray that prayer of healing over your body. Let today you receive your healing today. Today. Let's not waste time today. Right now. Right now. Right now. Hallelujah.
Right now.
Let us pray for
you. Don't wait. Jesus.
For you right now.
Jesus.
Right now. There may be one. There may be one that's looking for a place. Looking for a place, you know, a church home.
Church home.
Looking for a pastor. Someone may be looking for, you know, somewhere where they can worship. Where someone, you know, that they can trust, you know, to help them, you know, get to that place where they're trying to get. They need a church home. You know, let
yes,
me
Lord.
And Pastor Howard Nika Manning, you know, let us, you know, be your pastor. We would love to be your pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Love you, Pastor. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's you today. You're looking for a home. Maybe you have experienced some type of church hurt. See, don't blame it. Don't blame it on anybody. You know, it's just maybe you just went to the wrong place. Maybe there was not the place where you need to be. Hallelujah. Let that
Hallelujah.
Be you today.
Jesus.
Maybe there's one.
One today. Amen.
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 God bless you. God bless everyone here in service on today. May God continue to keep you and grow you in Him. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough,
thank
but yet you still we thank you. Lord, we love you.
Lord,
we need you. It's in Jesus'
hallelujah,
name.
Hallelujah.
God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We definitely want to continue to pray for you all. If you can put it on, put our sister and friend on your prayer list, Valencia Elizabeth Allen. We're praying for her. She's in the hospital at this time.
Hallelujah.
We want to continue to
Hallelujah.
Pray for her healing, her deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God that it's already done. She's already healed, delivered, and set free and made whole.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Complete.
At this time, we'll be taking our tithes and offering, and then we'll have our announcements with my very own sister, Carol Dillard. At this time, do you have your announcements? Do you have your tithes and offering? You can send those over to Pastor Chantel at Cash App, or you can send them by way of Facebook at Tawanika Manning on Facebook. And if you want to send it another way, you all can give us a call. We'll give you the information and send it by way those that are out of town that don't have Cash App. You can call us and we'll give you another where you can send your tithes and offering. And the number to send it to call is 346-719-3349 for additional ways to send your tithes and offering. Again, Cash App is Pastor Chantel, Chantell. If you have your tithes in your hand and offering at the time, you'll hold it up right now. We'll pray over it. And all that have already sent in your tithes and offering, at this time, we'll be praying over those tithes and offering.
We thank
May
you.
May there
you
be no blessing you're giving on today.
Thank
yes.
You.
Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and through his precious blood.
Yes.
You know, we just want to say thank you for the God that you blessed us to be a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you've increased our finances and restored our stewardship to your kingdom. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we have our tithes and offerings. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither, those that give our offers, oh God. And every Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out a blessing, oh Lord, that we won't have room enough to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi that because we are tithers and we pay our tithes, that we will prosper. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father,
Hallelujah.
It says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer, Lord God, for our sake, because our obedience in you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us or our family members. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its thrive, according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or any of our family members or friends, our finances, our fruits and ground, and because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you in Jesus' name, hallelujah, oh Lord, to keep our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds. Oh Lord, bless us with your seven blessings of a tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, Father God, to We ask you to fulfill for the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving our offering, and we receive the blessings, oh God, that you have given us in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because you have blessed us, and we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory, and we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we have our announcements from our very own sister Diller. Let me let Sister Diller in. God bless you, Sister Diller.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. Giving honor to God, who the head of my life, pastors, members of the church. The church announcement for today is Monday at 6 a.m. is intercessory prayer. We fast from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon.
Amen.
Tuesday is one-on-one counseling. The number to call is 346-719-3349. And Wednesday, we have Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. The number to call is 845-277-9213. On Thursday at 7 p.m. is midweek service, Sunday service. Midweek service.
Yes,
and the number to call is 845-277-9213. That's for the midweek service. And Sunday service at 2 p.m. And the number to call again is 845-277-9213. And we have a shout, the host by Pastor Talanika Manning, runs Monday through Thursday at noon.
Amen.
Get on there and get your shout on. And we are looking to adopt a family or families we can give to this holiday season. So if you know anyone, please email that information to the preacher and the pastor at gmail.com. Y'all have a blessed rest of your evening. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God. Thank you, Sister Dylan. At this time.
You're welcome.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. Such a blessing. It's always good to have that and the help. And I just want to thank God. Just special thank you to Minister Rapper. She's really been a good help. And I love for people to call and check on me sometimes. So I just want to say thank you, Minister Rapper, and Minister Darvina, and my mom, who tends to, and Sister Carter, who tends to always kind of check in on me and send me a message, and that really helps me. You know, sometimes think about the pastor, think about us, and just check in and say, and Minister Marlisha, yes, you sent me a message yesterday. Thank you. I just want to say thank you, let you know that I really, really appreciate that, and it really helps me, and it encourages me, you know, because we do a lot of laboring. So I God for you. But I want to say this before we have benediction. I thank God for my husband, Apostle Miriam Moore, and Chief Apostle Mark A. Robinson. We want to thank them as well for their work and their leadership and others. So we thank God for you. We love you all. But I want to say this before Pastor comes on to give a benediction. You all, don't just, as the message went forth, let it burn. Don't just let the ship sail. But let it burn, because just letting it sail, it may return. It may return to you. But you have to burn that ship. You have to let it burn, and no more going back. No more. When you let it burn, there's no more going back. There's no more possibilities of it. No more. No chance of it returning to you. You got to decree and declare over your life that it is over, and that you are following Jesus until you die. Until I die, I'm following Jesus until I die. The old way is dead and gone. The old me is no more. It is burnt up in the fire of no more return. Amen. I just wanted to say that to you all. Let it burn. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we'll have our benediction from Pastor Dorsey. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, what a great message that went on today. I know it blessed me. I know it blessed me. No, it definitely blessed me, and Christ Jesus is the way to do that, y'all. We thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd, of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, making perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen again. We love you. God bless you. Have yourself a wonderful evening, afternoon.
Amen. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit and to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in your work. And it's all in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we're saved, that we're here, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Have a good one.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Say.
on my name. Can't wait to get there on the grave.